T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, the Supreme Court has said, of course, we understand what the Second Amendment means. It's been so frustrating through the course of the day to listen to folks who are so unbelievably constitutionally illiterate tell us why the Supreme Court has expanded the right to carry firearms. No. They said the Constitution says what the Constitution says, and guess what? We're going to follow the Constitution, even if it means that one of these uber left-wing socialist gun-grabbing cop haters like Tim Kaine says, oh, I don't like that. Who cares? Did you read the decision? The decision is brilliant. And you knew that it was going to be brilliant as soon as you realized that it was Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas who penned it. Or maybe it was the other way around. You knew it was Justice Thomas writing it, so you knew it was going to be brilliant. But it's just a phenomenal decision. Now, I want you to understand what it really means. I want you to understand where it really comes from. My friend, Joe Moreno, is a number of things. He is, he is the smartest attorney on God's green earth. That's the way I've described him for years, and I'm always happy when he's able to join us. Former federal prosecutor, believe me, he understands exactly what's going on. Counselor, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Jeff, my friend, it is always a pleasure. You're too kind.
Well, I would disagree with you on that, but that's okay. Let's just dive right into this. Joe, you've read the decision, of course. You're familiar with what it says. You get where it is that Justice Thomas is coming from. Can you explain all of it for those of us who are not attorneys?
Jeff, you're right. It is a beautifully written decision. And there's one quote that jumped out to me that Justice Thomas wrote. He says, "The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense cannot be a second-class right. And it cannot be subject to different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees." Basically, what he's saying is you cannot treat the Second Amendment worse than our other constitutional liberties. And that's effectively what New York and 6 other states have been doing here.
So if I am reading it correctly, they also address this idea that a lot of the anti-gun people have advanced over the years, and that is that somehow the right to keep and bear arms only applied to weaponry that was in hand in the 18th century, right? They sort of address that.
Right. Well, I mean, Jeff, first off, great point. And as you know, I'm a former New Yorker, and I've been in Virginia now for over a decade, but I have family members who have gone through the permitting process in New York State. And I can tell you, it is, for all effects, just about impossible, particularly if you're in New York City.
That's right.
And so they have made it so difficult, so onerous, so stretched out, and basically put this burden on the applicant to effectively prove on a subjective level why they should be able to enjoy the right to self-defense that's enshrined in our Constitution.
Right.
And so what this is saying is absolutely not. You should not be required to justify your need to exercise a constitutional right. So it's really, really, it's probably, if not the most significant Second Amendment Supreme Court decision, definitely the most significant in the last 10 years. So really, really important. As far as this concept, right, of that sort of talking point, well, you know, they had muskets back in the 1700s, and so let's go back to muskets. And I heard New York Governor Hochul say that actually earlier today. It's kind of a ridiculous concept, right? The right is not to have the weaponry available 200 years ago. The right is to have the ability to protect oneself. And so, the idea that, as was pointed out very well, it's not just the right to have weapon in your home. It's the right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
So it's not good enough to keep it in your house. You have to have the right to carry it to defend yourself. And that's what this effectively, this opinion gets to.
You know, it's interesting, Joe. You look at this opinion and you can't help but reflect back on Heller, right? And I think Justice Thomas, in fact, references Heller there. This, again, onerous restriction that had been in place where the District of Columbia that basically said you can't move your own gun from room to room in your own home. And they talk about First Amendment protecting modern forms of communication, Fourth Amendment applying to modern forms of search. I was just watching a documentary last night about that stingray that could go out and get cell phone pings, and that was considered to be a search. So, I mean, we've always seen this as saying, well, we have to address what's happening today. But you have a very unique qualification, if my memory serves. In addition to being the classic overachiever, in addition to being a proud member of the United States Army, in addition to being a CPA as well as an attorney, were you or were you not, counselor, also admitted to practice law in the United Kingdom?
You do have a good memory. Yes,
sir.
I'm a solicitor in England and Wales. That's right.
So you are a solicitor in England and Wales. Are the people in England and Wales going to pay attention to this and go, oh my gosh, those Americans have lost their minds? Or are they going to say, geez, it would be nice for us to be safe for a while?
I mean, a lot of our constitutional rights derive from common law, and the common law derives from English law. So it will be interesting to see. This decision today by Justice Thomas and five of his colleagues, there's nothing radical about this. There's nothing ridiculous. There's nothing. In fact, it's true to the language and the spirit of our Constitution, which has endured quite well for 200 years. And it's a wonderful return to the text of the Constitution and not allowing governments at any level to require extra jumping through hoops and meeting subjective standards in order for us to exercise our rights. It doesn't say you can't have carry permit systems. You can require a permitting system. But what you can't do is you can't set subjective standards and then put it on the citizen to have to prove his or her need to exercise that right. That's way out of line. And New York and the six other states, which comprise about 25% of this country, are going to now have to radically change their laws to comply with this decision.
Joe Moreno is joining us, and Joe is truly one of the most brilliant attorneys anywhere out there. There's a reason that he was a federal prosecutor and served as a legal counsel to, was it the FBI? Is that where I remember that from?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's right.
What I thought. So six states have rules or had rules on the books up until this decision comes out. What about the practical application? Is this immediate? Do those six states say, okay, now we got to go back and rewrite this stuff? What happens now that this is the law of the land?
Great question, Jeff. My wife actually raised the same point. Like, what is the practical ramifications right now? New York has to act immediately. New York is a party to this this decision. New York needs to get its house in order immediately and comply. The six other states, which have similar laws of sort of shifting the burden to the citizen, they each need to take a look and see if they believe their law complies or does not comply with this decision. It doesn't automatically invalidate those six other states. Each one is going to have to take a look. So it's California, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, I think it's Illinois, and one or two others. So they'll have to take a look. But they should really be careful, because if they put the burden on the citizen, and if they make them have to prove some standard of why they believe they need a concealed carry permit, that law is going to be invalid.
So you mentioned two states in which I used to live, and two states in which I actually had valid concealed carry permits, both California and Massachusetts. And what they have in common, Joe, it was up to the municipality. And in California, essentially, it was 98% of the state, you couldn't get a carry permit. You could have walked in there with somebody holding a knife to your throat, and they would have said, nah, you guys should probably talk it out. You'll be okay. And there was one tiny little town, and they had provided the chief of police or the sheriff in either the county or the city or town the ability to grant permits. That one chief in this one little town would grant permits. Now, they eventually chased them away. They got rid of them because they didn't like that. And in Massachusetts, the same thing. It's municipality through municipality. So I happened to live in a town where there was some degree of common sense, and there was a training requirement. There was a background investigation. Of course, as with everything involving the government, there was money that had to be exchanged, but I did get my permit. If I had lived one or two towns over, it never would have happened. So does this ruling sort of say to those states, look, you need a statewide rule now?
That's what it sounds like, Jeff. Yes. Okay. Like for example, it's okay to have a across-the-board rule that if you have a felony conviction, let's say, a certain type of a certain, certain number of years back, you can't get a concealed carry permit. That's okay, within reason, as long as it's applied to everyone. The reason New York effectively got away with this for nearly 100 years, this law has been on the books, is exactly that point. The law itself is vague. It puts the power in the local officials' hands, whether it's New York City or the local municipality, and that's where it breaks down. That's where it becomes subjective. It becomes having to, every different township having effectively a different standard, and it shifts, and different people can be treated differently. That's unacceptable. You can't do that. So, again, across the board, fair, reasonable restrictions, that's going to survive. What New York has and what it sounds like from what you described in Massachusetts and California, that's not going to hold up.
Wow. Well, I think this is great. And Joe, I am always, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I'm always so appreciative when you can shake a few minutes loose for us. And you know that this whole Dobbs case is going to be coming down soon. So be on the lookout. Watch your phone. We'll be tapping you again.
Jeff, my man, anytime. Always happy to do it.
I love it. Thank you, sir. That is Joe Moreno. He is truly the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.